things, and I'm pretty riled up the way. And if you'll read my literature from before, when I wasn't running, some of the stuff is in here.
So just tell, just say what you ran for, what years for Congress, and what district.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I was in the Communist Party.
Uh-huh.
And
during
that was a very normal thing at the time, you know, before the war and a little after, until McCarthy came in and made it terrible. They burnt their, they had membership cards they gave away. Famous people joined the Communist Party, like Lucille Ball and the guy who, this famous director.
and Elie Kazan? Or?
I was also brought before the Un-American Activities Committee, mm-hmm. but so a whole bunch of us. I wasn't very unique. Matter of fact, the lawyer that went with us represented about 10 other people who were a member of the Communist Party in front of the Un-American Activities Committee.
So you were called to testify?
Yeah. What they really wanted was, you know, the names. They never had my name. They wanted the names of anybody else in the clubs I belonged to.
What year was that?
I don't remember the years.
Late 30s.
But there was an Un-American Activities Committee. It was a House of Representatives committee.
Yeah, so
the House Un-American Activities Committee, yeah.
After World War II. And where were you living when you got called in to testify?
I was living in Brooklyn, New York, most of my life. After I got married, I still lived in Brooklyn. All my three children were born in Brooklyn. And then we moved to Long Island for 20 years. I had a house in Oceanside, Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all left, and there was they took my Siemens papers away. I remember I had two visits from the FBI or CBI, and I lived in a tenement, and my mother saw them looking in the mailbox for my name, you know.
Yeah.
And she says, "Oh, he's a good boy, leave him alone."
The feds were there?
Yeah, the feds were there, and... Huh.